Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, I'm back today at 4 o'clock. If you've still got time to listen, maybe you're listening to this podcast later than that. But either way, I'm alongside Andy Townsend today, and our guests include Oscar De La Hoya. How about that? And then I'm back tomorrow from 4 with Benty. Now, we start today's podcasty thing with some replay magic. Mo Poe's out-of-form Chelsea hosted Emery's high-flying Aston Villa.
Fernandes or Chilwell. Fernandes with his right foot is the favourite. Oh, it is sensational. And Chelsea lead 3-0. He has pinged it into the top left-hand corner. He takes his shirt off, races over to the Chelsea fans to celebrate. What a night this is. Nobody saw this coming at all.
Crisis over till the next crisis, eh? Excellent. Great performance. Got to say, that's the best I've seen them play consistently over 90 minutes this season. Really solid performance. Some good cutting-edge play. Clinical finishing amongst that as well. And listen, they've done very little wrong in the cup competitions. It's the league situation that's really has been the onus around their neck in many ways. But listen, cup final coming up in a couple of weeks, decent draw in the FA Cup, and they just need to brush up in what's going on in the Premier League.
I'm very delighted, I'm so pleased. But not for me, for the player, because they deserve, they were suffering a lot. Of course that we are in Chelsea and we need to accept that, that all the noise around. But I think the people need to realise that it's a different Chelsea, that different support, the team need different support. And of course, with time, I think we are going to build a very good team and very competitive and to challenge for the big scene. But at the moment, the reality is we need to have patience because we are trying to provide, the balance, that today we find.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, after the games, Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders took all your calls on the sports bar.
Speaking of Chelsea, a man who is normally with us in the studio, but we thought we'd give him a call straight away because he's going to be very chirpy. I think he's already waiting. Andy! Is that it? Is that all you got for us?
Mate, how do you like them apples?
Jace, where did that come from? Your mob have been awful.
Do you know what, right? For the first time, I've seen Enzo and Caicedo play closer together. We've not had the control of the midfield. He went like a 4-4-1-1 or 4-4-2. And you had Nonny Medawake one side, Jackson the other, coming inside to make an extra body. And they made one pass into Watkins' feet in the first half. One.
But doesn't it wind you up a little bit that you see a performance like that, in February?
Yeah, like I said, I think that for the first time, that shape maybe suits us. I think there are reasons why we played better tonight, right? Clearly, we were the better side. We were on it, everyone.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't want to harp on about it, but we are still a very young team. We've bought potential. And that sort of performance, don't expect to see that every week. You demand it, you want it, but you can't expect that every week from this team. But that's the level now.
Honestly.
And it's the same. In 5 years,
you're so chirpy, mate. Honestly, you've come on here, you're all chirpy, giving it the big one.
Do you know what, mate? You trophy dodgers, you must be sitting there thinking,
honestly.
I got to another final, got beaten Villa away, beating you lot, licking your lips.
Let's go to Mike, he's a Chelsea fan. All right, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm all right, Mike, you?
Mate, a bit better than last night, you know what I mean? I'm speechless. Mm. Absolutely speechless. I thought the team were compact. I thought they hustled for every ball. Yeah. The best midfield I've seen them two play together. Defence, okay, not too bad. A little bit shaky in some respects. Mm. I thought Jackson worked
better, though.
Off. They pressed much better. Mm. Much better. But tonight, I'm sitting there thinking, I've got to phone O'Hara, but what am I going to say to him? Yeah.
I think you should apologise to the nation for your antics last night and, you know, slaughtering your own team. I think you should apologise to all the Chelsea fans.
Listen, after Poch what you listening. Give us week after what you give us week after week, you're a fine one.
Yeah, but I'm not a Chelsea fan. Talk Sport Daily.
And Premier League's Nottingham Forest welcome Championship side Bristol City. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
From 12 yards against Max O'Leary in the Bristol City goal. A one-year, very slow, right-footed effort, in just about! O'Leary got hands to it, couldn't keep it out. Forest have been perfect from the spot, and the Premier League side goes through 5-3, and it will be an all-Premier League tie here at the end of the month. It'll be Nottingham Forest against Manchester United in the fifth round. TalkSport Daily.
Earlier on yesterday morning, Mopo's centre-half at Southampton, Jose Font, joined the breakfast show, had his say on his former gaffer.
When you put together so many new players in the team, young players with, to be honest, not a lot of experience of the Premier League, which is the hardest league in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult, or it's very rare that you hit success immediately. It's very, very hard that you put together 10, 15 new players and things work out. So by saying this, I mean, you've got to give the man a little bit of time. We don't know exactly who signed these players. Was it Mauricio that signed the players? Was it the sportive director? Was sure. it the owner? Are these players his players, the ones that he wanted? We don't know that. What I know is from working with the man myself is that he's a very good coach.
Yeah.
Very, very good coach. He's a coach that demands a lot from you. Attention to detail. Very intense. Very intense and very physical team. We used to practice a lot the pressing high, the high pressing, the playing out from the back. And at the moment, I don't think he has been able to instill that into his team. I think we still see a very confusing Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I believe that he has the qualities. I believe that he has the capabilities of succeeding. No doubts about it. TalkSport Daily.
Now, there was news today that sin bins could be introduced into football. How ridiculous. Danny Murphy told White and Jordan that he's not a big fan of the idea, and rightly so. Good work, Smurf.
I was all for the beginning of the season, the referees dishing out cards to players who start remonstrating quickly, getting in the face, all for it. Get rid of the petulance. Booking the managers, booking the coach, booking the players. As soon as you're petulant, get them booked. Look, football's entertainment. All you're going to get with sin bins, all you're going to get is one team, and they'll work on it in training quickly. You're a player down, you drop off. You'll have 10-minute spells in games where it's like a training practice. You'll have one team defending and one team attacking. And everyone will just do it. You'll automatically fall into a low block to get through that 10 minutes. That's exactly what will happen. One player less in a game of football of two teams with equal quality is hugely significant. The whole dynamic of football will change. It will be an absolute joke as a spectacle.
He's also not a fan of players being given a cooling-off period. Oh, calm down.
What he's suggesting is punishing those players who can behave and have the emotional intelligence to be disciplined and keep the cool. And we'll stop the game, we'll drop the passion levels, we'll try and make it really subdued so everyone's happy. It's absolutely nonsensical. It's ridiculous. They must have very little to do. They're trying to justify their existence, it sounds like, by coming up with some of this crap. TalkSport Daily.
Now, on my Drive Time show, weekdays, 4 till 7, we were joined in the studio by heavyweight boxers Fabio Wardley and Fraser Clark, who fight each other in March at the O2. They had bouncers standing behind them. So it's safe to say that the studio was a bit tense.
You're not mandatory. You had your mandatory.
I'm doing you a favour by giving you a voluntary shot.
You
ain't doing me a no favour, mate.
Well, I am, because who would you be fighting without me? Another bum.
Who would you be fighting? Why haven't you moved on?
I could move on.
For the same money?
For more money. I could go back to Saudi if I wanted. So why didn't you? Because I wanted to fight like this. I wanted to come back to the UK. It was a choice of mine.
Of course you did.
It was a choice of mine. I'm the champion. I picked you.
So you chose the UK over the Saudi money?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're lying. You're lying, but carry on.
All right, cool.
No, just let me
carry on. So you genuinely feel like you was the only option on the table for me? Is that what you think?
Who else was you going to go and box? Sol? For half the money?
I was never going to box Sol in my
life. So who was you going to box?
I was never going to box Sol. I could have gone international and started boxing international.
So why
people.
Didn't you?
Because I chose to have this fight. What? I gave you a voluntary. Yeah.
So I did you a favour. So shall I call you daddy or Ben daddy? Which one?
Both, if you want. Whatever makes you happy.
Daddies, yeah? You're talking rubbish and you know it. But carry on.
No one made me do this. I could have done whatever else I wanted. I've got four belts. I can pick whichever route I want to
pick. I'm glad you did do this. I'm glad you made the right decision.
So I don't understand why you're going on pretending like I'm some sort of liar when I gave you the voluntary. That is my choice. No one pushed me into this corner.
Don't get upset. Relax.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying, don't question me and try and say I'm a liar when I'm not.
I'm questioning you. What? TalkSport Daily.
And TalkSport brings you live exclusive commentary of the Super Bowl this Sunday evening. How about that? No, me neither. Here's the TalkSport family telling you why you should listen.
Nothing on earth is there quite like Super Bowl Sunday.
Six and San Francisco has the early lead.
And the Kansas City Chiefs kick off their opening drive of the second half in Super Bowl 57 with a touchdown run.
I got into the NFL originally through Madden.
I first got into the NFL really, I'd have said the late 70s. It was World of Sport.
I started watching the teams and then it so happens that when I went pre-season to Philadelphia, that was the first NFL team city that I went to and it stuck with me, so I'm an Eagles fan.
Mahomes flushed out. Can't get him. Sidearms it for a touchdown.
Hard to look beyond Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. He really is quite incredible.
My favourite player, the one and only Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback. He just does things with a football that I've never seen any other quarterback do.
I did meet Jerry Rice once, the legendary San Francisco 49er wide receiver.
Going deep, Rice is behind the secondary.
The one word I'd use to describe the NFL would be fun.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Spectacle is the one word I'd use to describe the NFL. It's more than a sport. It's part of Americana, isn't it?
Who's going to win Super Bowl 58? Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. No one else.
I'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs because I love Mahomes and that'll be my prediction.
I'm going to go with the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. I think the 49ers are arguably the best team in this game, so I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, Barry Hearn was thrown in the back of a van, not a random one, a police one, and arrested, apparently. Or was he? Let's hear from him on H&J.
The one phone call Barry Hearn can make is to us from jail. He joins us now. Hello, Barry.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Better than you, by the... I mean, let's clear this up. You're not alone. You're with a few other people from the world of snooker, and you haven't done anything wrong, Barry.
Well, nothing I've been caught for, that's for sure. But I've got to tell you, it's another world in here, mate. It's freezing cold. You can't get a cup of tea whenever you want it. I've got Stuart Bingham here. I've got Jamie Jones. I've got Rob Walker. And we're in a cell in this prison that is... Well, you don't want to have your holiday here.
No, I'm not surprised. So why are you in a cell, Barry?
Right,
tell us.
It's for a very good cause. It's quite I have to say, it's terribly creative. So the Jessie May Children's Hospice in Bristol is very close and dear to us. It's one of our favourite charities. And they come up with this idea of, let's get a few people to go to prison. And actually, I mean, look, I was met at Bristol Station in front of everybody, handcuffed, taken in the back of a police van, fingerprinted. I've had my little mugshot with my number and all that. I mean, it's proper. They've done it really proper. The police did a fabulous job. It was quite embarrassing, but, you know, you've got to live for these things. And now we've been in front of a judge and they've set us a certain amount of bail before we're going to be released. So I don't know if I'm going to be out in a day, a week, a month or a year. But at the moment, as soon as better. So obviously, you can imagine we're working the social medias. We're saying to people, look, just get on my Just Giving page. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
So until they do, I'm stuck.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the Subscribe or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you hit subscribe and like and all those buttons you can hit for free. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The Talksport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.